USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has officially launched his campaign for president in New Hampshire. He told the crowd that now more than ever, character matters.
We can't dismiss the question of character anymore, everybody. If we do, we get what we deserve.
Christie joins a crowded Republican field, and former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce his campaign tomorrow. Multiple people were shot and injured at a high school graduation ceremony that was being held on Virginia Commonwealth University's Monroe Park campus. Reports indicate at least four people were injured and mention the sound of dozens of loud bangs at the Altria Theater tonight. The condition of the victims have not been disclosed. Witnesses say the shooting occurred as Huguenot High School's graduation ceremonies were ending. Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff for Donald Trump, has testified to a federal grand jury. The testimony is part of the ongoing investigation conducted by special counsel Jack Smith into the actions of the former president. Meadows is a key figure in both the investigation into Trump's handling of the January 6th Capitol riot, as well as his handling of classified documents after leaving office. President Biden held his first cabinet meeting since he announced he's running for re-election. Before the meeting, he said they'd be talking about putting the laws they've passed through Congress into action.
Invest in America is more than just a slogan. We're investing in the American people, in our infrastructure, in our manufacturing. We're investing in jobs in almost every community across the country.
They also discussed border security, the climate crisis, and Russia's conflict with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is likely to visit Beijing as a sign of thawing relations between the United States and China. Productive discussions took place between senior diplomats and their Chinese counterparts on Monday. The visit comes months after Blinken postponed a trip to China following the discovery of a Chinese surveillance balloon that had moved over American airspace. This is USA News.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A federal judge is allowing the disclosure of the names of individuals who posted bond for Congressman George Santos in his criminal fraud case. The judge has granted Santos until Friday at noon to appeal the decision. Media outlets and the House Ethics Committee requested the release of the information. Santos is facing charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. The White House has launched a new website that lets you monitor big new road, bridge, and other infrastructure projects.
It's called invest.gov, and it tracks both public and private projects. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there are plenty of both.
In addition to over $200 billion that have already happened in terms of those federal investments, there have been over $400 billion of private investments.
The site will summarize government spending state by state, including jobs created and businesses started. Despite the record number of jobs created during his term, the president has had a tough time getting credit. The Invest.gov website hopes to help fix that. I'm Rich Johnson.
Congress is making efforts to ensure that AM radio stays in newer vehicles. A House subcommittee held a hearing on a bipartisan bill that would require car manufacturers to keep AM radio functional. Some companies have started phasing it out. In a groundbreaking development, the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have announced their merger, aiming to unite the world of professional golf on a global scale. As part of the agreement, the former competitors have resolved all ongoing legal disputes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.